Hi, and welcome to the Hirshhorn Special After Hours podcast, featuring the exhibition of artist Wolfgang Tillmans. In this episode, we will listen to viewers' impressions of Tillmans' work. Before we begin, let's take a brief moment to discuss the artist's distinguished career. Wolfgang Tillmans is internationally recognized as one of the most significant artists to emerge in the 90s. His photographs present casual views of people caught at unguarded moments and often overlooked scenes of everyday life. The Hirshhorn installation spans the artist's career. It includes portraits, landscapes, and striking abstractions created by the manipulation of light on paper. The Hirshhorn presents Wolfgang Tillmans, an exhibition that explores the intimate moments of everyday life. Wolfgang Tillmans is on view at the Hirshhorn through August 12, 2007.
I sort of wanted to come without knowing anything about him, and I'm really impressed. I mean, he's obviously a really good compositional photographer. Like, he spends a lot of time figuring out what he wants to take a picture of, and his technique is awesome. But then he picks such a wide variety of things to photograph. It's really impressive. I'm astonished how he can do, like, the Transit of Venus and then do an abstract photography and then do, like, pictures of a club. It's just amazing. I like how there's no notation next to the photograph. You sort of have to appreciate it for what it is, and then maybe check it out if you want to see what it's called or when it was taken. So I like that feature of it, but spatially, I'm not quite sure what he was going for. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I like it nonetheless.
Do you like the larger scale photos, or do you find yourself drawn to the smaller ones because you have to kind of go up and take a closer look?
It depends what the subject is. Like his, I guess it's the Freischwimmer over there, where he's got the sort of the black wavy lines going across. Like, I think that really works well at large scale because he's trying to bring out the detail of what's in there. But then again, he's got a picture of the Milky Way galaxy on a normal 3x5 print, which I think is astonishing. He's taken, like, this huge thing of so much mass and energy, and he's condensed on something you can just put in your pocket. And I think that speaks a lot to what he's trying to say about photography and the nature of the print photograph. And absolutely amazing, I thought.
So how did you go through this exhibit? Did you go through quickly, or have you been kind of taking your time?
I went, the first pass was pretty detailed, and then I just kept going. I did a second and third pass pretty quickly, just to see if there were things I hadn't caught before. And I tried going backward in reverse as well, and
were there things that you hadn't picked up on before?
Absolutely. I think the soldiers I had to do a few different times to really understand what he was getting
at. What do you think he was getting at with that, if you don't mind answering?
Well, I think in the booklet it was talking a little bit about how this relationship between, you know, the man and the masculine image and the very cold machines and things like that. But I actually thought it was more interesting how he was using a lot of clips from other photographers, which I find interesting. As a photographer, he's using another photographer's work and putting it up on a wall, but obviously cropping it and presenting it in a way that makes it more interesting. I don't know. I think he's saying more about us than he is about the soldier, to be honest.
What does it say about, kind of switching gears slightly, what does that say about authorship?
It's a good point. I mean, I certainly appreciate it for what it is, but I think it does say something about how in our society at the moment, it's hard to figure out who's an author and who's not. I mean, we're all contributing to what's going on, and maybe that's what he's trying to say. Like, your demand for this image on this newspaper is reflected in the fact that it's on the front page. So maybe, you know, are you the one that likes war, or are you the one that needs, you know, a big war machine to be flying everywhere? And I don't know, maybe that's the point. Or maybe it's that I can take this guy's image and manipulate it in a way in an exhibit that makes it greater than some of his parts. Like, if I take 15 of them, even if they're from different photographers, and put them all in one spot, does that make it mine? I don't know.
The photography itself, it's very textural, and it's very, I think it's very moving, personally. Like, some of the artwork is very subtle and very beautiful. Lots of variety, but I'm impressed personally. I mean, I think it's actually a really nice layout.
We were just commenting on the fact that we liked that it wasn't framed and put up in any serious fashion. A lot of tape, Scotch tape, really kind of interesting. I like the idea that someone came in here on a whim and just put it up and didn't take it too serious. I think there are a lot of pictures that anybody could have had in their own scrapbook in a box in the closet and had the, you know, ability to put it up in a museum hall. And that's what it looks like to me.
He just put everything in a very smart way, very thoughtful, fun, colorful, and, you know, topics that we see every day, but they don't really pay attention in that very sharp sarcasm. I like it because it portrays about people. They're very intimate, very human, You can even smell the fluids when you see the piano.
Really?
So real. Uh-huh. Yeah, especially the black and white. The surprising thing that he has, that you have to elevate your view just to see the picture on top.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, pretty much most of them are like, you know, eye level. But he has like medium-sized pictures that you really have to look at.
So do you think that complicates things a little bit for the viewer?
No, it makes you be aware.
I really love getting to the last gallery and seeing the large portrait of Alex with the unmade bed and the mannerist hand. I love the tonality. I love the ease of expression. After so many portraits with that sort of trademark ease, it's great to have it all come together in this magnificent way. I really love the playfulness of working with the, you know, at this point, a dying technology, you know, as analog changes to digital, to really, really be capturing the last gasps, the last sort of alchemical magic of light in a box against film photography.
I was surprised by how much I liked just his folded over prints of the photographs. It's just an unusual way of looking at something that I guess we take for granted.
I think it's kind of crazy because there's like a lot of pictures here. They're just blank pieces of paper and stuff on walls. I think you could do that, but
it's in an art museum.
Yeah.
So he did it, I guess. I guess you can do it too, though.
This is my first visit to the Hirshhorn, and it's just beautiful. And I'm totally mesmerized by his ingenuity. I haven't seen such creative photography in a long time.
I'm very unimpressed.
Really?
It is. It's actually what exactly I don't like about art. It says, you know, what I'm supposed to think about. I'm like, no, I totally disagree with you. So you're trying to make it into something it's not. It's a picture of your friend or something. It's a picture of a guy sitting there. It means absolutely nothing. Don't try to tell me it's some symbol of religion, please.
Okay.
Actually, I kind of like this. It's an interesting picture.
It's the photo of the two boys on the beach with their dog,
just for reference. Yeah, this is kind of interesting.
What do you like about it?
It's just the makeup of the picture is interesting. I like the little person in the corner.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's an interesting picture.
It seems like, I mean, pretty diverse body of work. I mean, there's a lot of abstract stuff.
Right.
Some of it is not quite abstract, but it's photos of real things, and he's using the textures in a way that seems abstract, and then others are just, you know, photos like this. And we were just talking about how it just looks like two guys having a really good time, the dog's trying to figure out what's going on. I'm just surprised to hear that someone who's so accomplished in terms of capturing real life and real moments is also quite adept at capturing abstract issues. In that regard, I think it's a very interesting collection, and speaking for the Hirshhorn, I think it's great that you've displayed it in a large enough venue that you're able to see the full gamut of the work.
I would say that I find it interesting he doesn't put the titles next to them, that they're in the book, so that if you don't want to look at them, then you can decide on your own what that means or what the title is. And even when you look in there, some of them are in German, so that's still doesn't mean anything to me. So I think that allows for freedom of expression or making up your own mind as to what it is. That's a good point. Yeah, I like that a lot.
The mixed media installation was interesting because it took, I mean, a lot of, it was almost like a scrapbook of everything that made him angry.
Yeah.
Of just what upsets him in terms of injustice, human rights violations, both in Germany, the United States, and abroad. I thought that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his experiments with light and paper are very inventive.
Mm-hmm.
Very versatile.
I really like the people exhibits. Those are really nice.
I didn't like the folded paper.
No, I
wasn't interested in it. In this one, I think the dog should either have a t-shirt and shorts on, or the people should be naked, one or the other. that's all I have to say about that.
What were you saying about it? What do you find compelling?
Tunnel. This hard, cold, edged, concrete tunnel. It's not a place we really want to be, but we oftentimes find ourselves there, and we, you know, the expression of the light at the end of the tunnel, and then you have this beautiful, soft blue to look forward to when you get down to the end, but it looks looks like you're going to jump off into it. So you're not sure if you want to go in to the end of that tunnel or not. And so you have that opposite feeling, that juxtaposition. Am I safe in this hard, cold tunnel, or do I want to jump off into the beautiful, soft, blue nothingness?
I like the way it's been hung. I think it's very original, the way the artist displayed. So I think that's probably one of the more interesting things about it. He's new to me. I'm new to him, I guess. He has a lot of work. He's a large body of work.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's original.
So I'm looking right now at this grid of black photographic paper,
mm-hmm.
and I'm noticing that between each one, the intersection of the negative space, there are these little circles that come and go, and it reminds me of a very popular visual illusion called the scintillating grid. Quite interesting, and I wonder if he's aware of that or if this is purely happenstance.
Oh, wow.
If you look at it, you can see they come and go, right? They just flicker on and off.
Noticed that before.
Well, we're trying to figure out if there's color variation between and within the pictures. We conclude there is.
Excellent, excellent.
We like the title.
Oh, what is the title?
We like the title.
What is the title? I don't even know.
It's a memorial of victims of organized religion. It's very organized, but it's also kind of senseless and meaningless.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got lots of sort of like... It's got a little variation and texture in it, but it doesn't seem very meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very organized and clearly thought through and put together, just like organized religion.
That's good.
I want to point out that there's, if you look at the corners of the intersections of the white lines...
There's scotch tape.
Is there scotch tape there? Well, I think there's like a gray patch, which is an optical illusion. There's a classic optical illusion where you see
right.
the grid, and there's an illusory gray patch where the white lines intersect.
They're kind of blinking.
So I think, I wonder if he's making a joke, comment about, in the corner of your eye, the peripheral vision.
Yeah.
So is it a comment about crosses and hidden darkness? Like, what is he up to here?
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think.
There's certainly lots of hidden darkness.
I'm learning a lot tonight.
Yes. At least about the art of bullshitting.
I love the Concorde, so I love somebody taking pictures of it so much. Nice, just that it's
a suburbia and very personal. There's something very personal about it.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is to see the combination of art and technology that the Concorde represented. It was a flying bird, a high-tech flying bird.
Art is life. And sometimes life is slow and boring and quiet. And there's a beauty in and of itself within that quiet time.
When you're looking at it, you don't understand what is going on. And maybe that's part of organized religion. It's like you're looking at it, you're presented with order and some kind of rules.
Yes, it is.
But you don't understand really what's going on.
I like the piece where the rat is running into the grate.
Ooh, why do you like that piece?
There are a lot of rats in my alley, and I like to watch them as well. So I'm interested in someone else's documentation of the rodents.
I would actually say the most disturbing piece for me is the picture of the two teenagers being hung. To me, that is a demonstration of something that we do have to fear in this country.
Yeah.
It's not just the two political parties that we currently have. It's the possibility of us being so lax in our ways and our freedoms that we eventually give them up without even knowing that we've given them up.
He doesn't have any style.
Right.
Like you see his photograph and you don't know it's by him.
Right.
Like certain people like Han Leibovitz have certain style.
Yes.
So you kind of know, which is not there.
Right, right.
But you know the style and he's in search.
It'd be interesting to see it again with a narrative. Like some kind of thought process, because it's fun to see that there's no like descriptions or thoughts, and so it allows you to see it your eyes, but there's so much going on that it'd be fun to like know what he was thinking so that you can kind of close in on like a central theme of an art piece or like
right.
Is this just in random order? Is someone who just walk up and slap it on the wall, or did he have a thought and like, I want this here and this there kind of thing?
I mean, I think the only thing I can say is that I like the use of photography to represent larger images of art. I think a lot of times, like, we look at something and then instantly think, oh, that's a great painting.
Uh-huh.
But he's able to take, you know, photographs of actual, like, real life instances and actually make it into pieces of art, which is like all, you know, that question that Oscar Wilde used to pose is, does life imitate art or does art imitate life? You know, and I think life imitates art more than art imitates life.
Please join us for our next After Hours on July 20th from 8 p.m. to midnight. Visit our website at www.hirshhorn.si.edu for more information and to purchase tickets.